Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is Parashat Nitzavim. And in this week's parasha, there's a very beautiful idea. There's a nice paragraph in this week's parasha that talks about a very important mitzvah. The parasha says about the mitzvah of a person taking upon himself to spend time learning Torah. It says, Lo v'shamayim hi. The Torah is not in heaven, and the Torah is not me'ever layam, it's not across the sea, it's not far away from you. Rather, the contrary. Ki karov elecha davar me'od, the matter is close to you. Beficha uvilvavecha la'asoto. It says, it is so close to you, it's in your mouth, and it's in your heart to perform it, to do it. So this is referring to, there's many different opinions, but this is referring to the mitzvah of a person learning Torah. It's so important for a person not to rationalize and think that the Torah is too far for me. The Torah is not for me. I'm not able to learn Torah. On the contrary, the parasha says that the Torah is so close to you. Hashem will give you so many opportunities to be able to get closer to Him through the Torah, through the blueprint, and you cannot rationalize. You cannot try to say that it's not for me. The Torah is meant to be for each and every single person. Where do we learn this from? Where is it hinted to in our Torah? If you think about where the Torah was given to the Jewish people on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai, the Jewish people were going through the desert, and the Torah was given to them in this empty place, this desert. You might wonder, why did Hashem decide to give the Torah to the Jewish people in the desert? Give the Torah to the Jewish people anywhere else? Why in the desert, where it's an ownerless place, it's a place that no one has any possession, it's somewhere empty, that nobody has anything that belongs to them. No one has any properties there, no one has anything that they own. Why didn't Hashem give the Torah somewhere that belongs to the Jewish people? And I think the answer is just this very point. Many people might come and think, the Torah is only for rabbis. The Torah is only for Talmidei Chachamim, but not for me. I'm too far. I can't spend time learning Torah. I'm not able to do that. It's too spiritual. It's too holy. I'm not able to do that. Chas v'shalom. That's why Hashem said, I'm going to give the Torah in an area, in the desert, in a place where it's not owned by any single individual. On the contrary, it's the opposite. It is ownerless. The Torah is in a place, it was given in a place that is not owned by any person to come and say that the Torah is only for me and it's not for you, or it's not for me and it's only for you. Chas v'shalom. And that's what the parasha means. It says, Ki karov elecha davar me'od. The Torah is very close to you. There's so many opportunities, especially in today's generation, with all of the technology and all of the spreading of the Torah that there is. Just joining a chat and listening to a shiur on WhatsApp, on different Torah apps. There's so many opportunities for a person to be able to spend time learning Torah each and every day. And we cannot rationalize and try to say that it's not for me, it's too far for me, it's too difficult for me. On the contrary, we have to take out of our day and spend time each and every day to get closer to Hashem by learning Torah, by spending time learning His blueprint to our lifetime, to what we're doing here in this world. And that is only through the Torah Kedusha, as the parasha says. The Torah is very close to you. It's right in your mouth and it's in your heart. It's just right in front of you. Hashem is asking, just come closer, grab onto it and learn a little bit more and spend some time closer to me, and you'll see only bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeinu. זה השם שבת שלום מבורך.